The Czech ambassador to Libya may be returning to Tripoli in October, the foreign ministry says. A demonstration against local Roma planned for Saturday in the North Bohemian town of Rumburg has been cancelled. And an association of 20,000 doctors reports it is planning a protest aimed at the health ministry. The Czech ambassador to Libya, Josef Kotsky, may be returning to Tripoli in October, the foreign ministry says. One ministry employee is already in the country assessing the situation and determining security requirements for the embassy. Mr. Kotsky was withdrawn in February when the insurgency broke out. The Czech Republic recognized the National Transitional Council as Libya's legitimate representative in late August. The Rapid Response Force of the Czech police will be facilitating the reopening of the embassy and may remain there on a permanent basis. A demonstration against local Roma planned for Saturday in the North Bohemian town of Rumburg has been cancelled. The organizer of the event officially withdrew his request for the assembly, saying he had been pressured specifically to do so. An influential local businessman had apparently publicly threatened to ban the organizer from various premises if he went ahead with the protest. The same individual organized the first large demonstration in the area several weeks ago, which later turned into an unplanned march through the town. Plans for a demonstration against the Roma are underway in nearby Varnsdorf on Saturday. The area has seen a sharp increase in racial tensions over the past month that have spilled over into violence on some occasions. The Coalition of Private Physicians reports it is planning a protest aimed at the health ministry, which it accuses of reneging on key agreements. The association signed a joint agreement with the ministry in the summer covering cooperation on the preparation of legislation, the earnings of private physicians, and moving care from hospitals to outpatient departments. Based on the ministry's response to a dispute with insurance companies, however, the coalition, which associates 20,000 doctors, fears that the state plans to earmark a critically low amount of money for private medical facilities in 2012. It also says the health ministry has not been consulting changes and proposals with it. Current developments, the coalition says, could threaten the very existence of private medicine in Czech healthcare. An alliance of ecologists, communities, businessmen, and others have asked the government to commit funds from the sale of emissions vouchers to improving the energy efficiency of buildings. The group asks that the funds be put towards insulating houses, changing windows, and modernizing heating systems. On Thursday, the government approved free emissions vouchers for energy companies and other polluters that will save them 138 billion crowns. The companies in question will receive 39% of vouchers issued between 2013 and 2020 and must invest the savings in decreasing their ecological footprint. The rest of the vouchers may be purchased. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be partly cloudy with daytime highs of between 16 and 20 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.